you want me to start off?
Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Gary Raymond, CEO and president of SPAR Group. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is SGRP. And SPAR Group is a diversified international marketing services company, providing a broad array of services to help companies improve their sales, operating efficiency, and profits at retail locations worldwide. Thanks for joining us today there, Gary.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. Now, start off by talking to us about the company's increase in revenue for the Q3. What were some of the drivers?
The revenue has been doing quite well recently from a couple different fronts. I think we're starting to see the economic conditions are starting to change a little bit, which certainly helps our efforts in terms of going after revenue both from the consumer packaged goods manufacturer side and also from the retail side. And secondly, we have been aggressively pursuing new revenue opportunities out in the marketplace, and a lot of our efforts are starting to come to fruition.
Well, that's great. And so you also recently updated your shareholders. Can you also update us on the company's acquisition strategy?
Sure, be glad to. I think we're at a point in time, both in terms of where our company sits in terms of our structure and how well we're doing in the marketplace right now, and what's going on out there as far as companies that are potentially available based on what we believe valuations are today and so forth. And we believe that there's an opportunity both domestically and in markets that we're looking at internationally of opportunities that could be there for us to either to expand our business. And that could come in a number of forms. Part of it could be companies that are doing business similar to what we're doing today. Others have businesses that aren't exactly like ours, but that are in markets that are a little bit adjacent to different things that we're doing.
Right. So, what are some of the specific synergies that you would look for in an M&A?
We look to see if there's something that we can do to build our overall revenue to from a scale point of view, and see if there's some opportunities there that we can do to bring both better execution and efficiency to the clients that we service. And secondly, if we're going to syndicate our services out and doing what we describe as traditional merchandising type of work, there is other type of work out there in adjacent areas that we believe we could expand our scope a little bit and diversify our company, and at the same time provide services to the retailers and manufacturers out there in a much better way than they're getting it today.
Certainly. So, yeah, talk to us about some of the market trends as far as MSOs and how well-positioned SPAR Group is to capitalize on some of the emerging trends.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different ways to look at it. Right now, you mentioned earlier that we're kind of one of the world's foremost domestic and merchandising company, both internationally and domestically. And we're kind of a unique property in that we're one of the few that we operate in 12 countries right now, that represents about 48% of the total world population, and we're in a lot of the big developing countries as well. So that's one reason that we can look around to different markets. We look to see different things that are going on in each marketplace to help us go build our presence. The second piece is to your question on MSOs is, with everything that's going on right now, in the marketplace, there are companies that are out there that are looking to spend, their dollars more on in-store execution type of work and shopper marketing type of activities, as opposed to spending the same dollars that they probably were in media type of things before. Second, there's many companies that are just simply looking for better execution and getting a return on their investment for the dollars that they're spending to do a lot of that work. You know, and third, many companies are just simply looking to be, you know, more efficient in their spending. So when you look at all these kind of, you know, potential opportunities, there's a lot of things out there from an MSO perspective that we can really take advantage of.
Right, and so can you give us a specific example on, you know, on some of your, on one of your products, and you know how it helps a company, and where we may be able to find it?
Sure. I mean, there might be a category or product that we deal with that somebody will ask us to go in and set up a fourth quarter pallet promotional display for them, and it enables, you know, consumers to be able to see the project, see the product, be able to touch it, and then obviously have a better, you know, shopping experience, you know, in the store. There are other product categories that we deal with, and as one example, it might be a DVD category or something of that nature, that we're asked to go in and service the stores every week to make sure new product releases are up in, you know, where they should be in a timely fashion. The promotional materials are set up associated with that, and make sure that everything is clearly in stock and priced correctly and on the shelf where it's supposed to be.
Great. Now, so what makes SPAR Group unique from other players in your sector, in the MSO sector?
It's a great question. I mean, we believe right now that we have a truly renewed focus against execution and efficiency. And that's the one thing that we truly believe we're doing it so well that we're starting to see a lot more business come our way simply because of that. And we're able to do that because of our technology and our ability to really automate and, you know, do a lot of stuff. We have a homegrown technology that we use. We're very focused on taking the technology that we've got and doing it to, you know, improve processes, to give our clients back information that's usable, that they can go do to correct situations in store. We give out, you know, people access to all the different reporting and, you know, information that's there that they can go in and touch. So they either have, our clients have passwords to go in and be able to look at that information, you know, the way we, you know, the exact way that it comes in, or there's some clients that aren't interested in going in and doing it on their own, but we will push a lot of that information down in, you know, particular, you know, reports or respective reports and stuff that they want to see. But we really feel that the reporting and the technology that we've got gives us a distinct advantage in the marketplace. And we not only use it in our domestic operations, but we also have the ability with our technology to translate all of our systems and reporting into any language, you know, that's out there today in markets we're servicing.
Very clear-cut answer, Gary. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience as well as that of the key management team at SPAR Group.
Sure. SPAR in general has a lot of tenure, you know, inside the organization. I'm probably the exception to that. My background, I've been at SPAR for about a little short of 2.5 years. My background is working in more of a traditional consumer packaged goods background. I've worked for Duracell, Batteries, Gillette, Revlon, Procter & Gamble, and with some other companies along the way as well. And my experience has been both in the sales function earlier in my career and migrated into a general management function, with my most recent position being the general manager of Duracell North America. And the SPAR team, like I said, there's many people that are seasoned and have been in this industry, you know, for a long time. And our CFO has been here for about 10 or 11 years. Our COO, who runs our North American operation, has been here for 17 years. So there are many people, not just at the senior level, but down the next couple of levels down, that have a tremendous amount of experience both in the industry and in working with SPAR.
Good. And so what are some of the goals and objectives that the management team is looking to accomplish here over the next 12 months?
We continue to have to look for opportunities that we can go do to increase our revenues and increase our sales efforts organically. As mentioned earlier, we believe there are a lot of opportunities that are out there today, either for companies that are doing some of the work we do and they're doing it with their own in-house merchandising teams. We believe as they're looking, again, to whether they're looking for a different way to save costs or they're looking for another way to drive their business, they would tap into some of our expertise. So organically, we still think there's a lot of room to grow with the clients that we're servicing and the retailers that we're servicing today. We also believe that there's still a lot of opportunity in the international markets that we have a presence in. We believe that inside of those markets, there's still a lot to go. There are some markets that we've only been in that market for 2 to 3 years and believe that we're just scratching the surface. And probably the best example of that would be, in our China and India marketplaces. In addition to that, we believe that, as I mentioned earlier, that there's a lot of opportunity from an acquisition perspective, both in businesses where we have the same footprint that we can probably build some scale, and we also believe we can expand into very closely held adjacent businesses that are beyond traditional merchandising services. We want to leverage and improve the existing technology that we have today. We do believe that it's a competitive advantage today, but we're not just resting on our laurels. This is a very changing type of industry, and a lot of demands put back on companies like ours. So we're always looking to improve our existing proprietary technology. And lastly, we still have a relentless focus on improving our operating efficiencies. And we're always looking at everything from ways to enhance margins, how to use our technology to improve processes, and and doing anything we can to, very much so improve and affect the business quality of service execution that's out in the marketplace.
Certainly. And now shifting gears, Gary, do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, I don't. It's probably, from an industry standpoint, it's probably one that's not high on a lot of people's radar screens, only because there's not a lot of companies in our industry that are set up as public companies. So some of them are more closely held and probably, not as understood. But this is an industry that's probably got, we estimate alone in the United States probably has over $2 billion that's spent annually on merchandising activities. So, clearly there's things that are out there with lots of opportunities and so forth. As far as our company is concerned, we believe that we are undervalued, in terms of how we're viewed today in the marketplace. We view ourselves as kind of a hidden gem right now, and that's what one of the things that we're clearly trying to change. We believe that we have a solid customer base with a Fortune 500, base of customers that we deal with. We've got a great platform to work from, and believe that it's a great time for investors to look at our company because we feel we're one that's on the move, both in terms of our ability to grow organically, and as I mentioned, to take advantage of the investment strategy that we're going to have in regards to acquisitions.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Gary Raymond, CEO and President of SPAR Group. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is SGRP, and is currently trading at 97 cents a share. So before we conclude, Gary, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider SPAR Group as a good long-term investment opportunity?
We believe that if they simply look at the solid customer base that we've got improved financials that are out there, we have a tremendous renewed focus against execution and efficiency in the services that we provide, and we're aggressively seeking new revenue opportunities, both organically and through acquisitions. We believe we're a great story and a company with a global footprint that's really ready to excel in the marketplace.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and progress, as well as report on your future activity. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking soon.